We just spent a lot of time taking us from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes further and takes us to Sukkos and shows how it's all a continuation of what we're speaking about. Paragraph Tesvov, Vizeh Bechinas Sukkah. This is the concept of the Sukkah, where the Gemara says, Tzei Midiras Keva, Veshev Bediras Arai. Leave your permanent home and go into a temporary quarters. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at this. This is interesting that the Gemara uses this exact wording, that Sukkos, we're avoiding Keva, we're going away from Keva into Arai. Rav Nosson Zal says, if you'll check your computer, you'll do a scan on the word Keva, you'll notice that there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says, Bechinas altas tfiloscha Keva, el arachmim v'tachnunim. Hashem says, when you're praying to Hashem, don't let your tefillah be something permanent, a fixed thing, you know, it's the same every day, that kind of thing. But rather your tefillah should be rachmim tatunim, should be pleadings, begging with Hashem, always coming up with new ways to negotiate with Hashem and to express yourself to Hashem. So on Sukkos, the Gemara says, leave your diras keva, and when it comes to tefillah, the Gemara says, don't be keva. We see the connection. V'omer Rabbi Seinazal, and our rabbis tell us that when the Mishnah says that your tefillah should not be keva, but rather it should be rachmim tachnunim, ze shiyodea lechadesh badavar. What the Mishnah is referring to is a person who knows every single day how to bring something new into his tefillah, to introduce something new into his tefillah every single time he prays. Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh zoichen daiko kishe'oisen mitoyrois tfilois." The only way that a person can really do that is if he's following the Breslov formula, if he's making Torah into tefillah. She'oz zoichen bevadai lechadesh dover betfilosei b'chol pam. Because then you'll always have something new to say in your tefillah, and you'll always be able to say it with a newness and a freshness. Avol b'loize, whereas if you don't follow the Breslov formula, betfilois hapshutois al tzorchei guf, a person who's davening simple tfilois for his body, Hashem, please, I need parnasa, I need to pay my bills, I need to pay my rent, I need to do this, or Hashem, please give me food, please give me clothing, please give me health. A person who's davening just like that, Rav Nosson Zal says, bevadai kosher lechadesh dover b'chol pam betfilosoi. It's definitely difficult for that person to have something new in his tefillah every day, because it's basically the same stuff. And I've heard this from hundreds of people, hundreds of Jews, religious Jews. When you start talking to them about talking to Hashem, they say, okay, I spoke to Hashem. It took me 4.5 seconds. I said everything I need to say. Hashem, give me this, give me that, give me do, give me some of this, give me some of those. You know, what else is there to say? Rav Nosson Zal's focusing on this now and opening our eyes to such an incredible thing that most people in the world don't understand tefillah. Most religious Jews don't understand tefillah. They think tefillah is only asking for things. Or even those who understand that it's a combination of praising Hashem and thanking Hashem and asking for things, still, if you stick to that, you're going to run out of fuel relatively quickly. It's going to be hard to do that for 60 minutes, for 60 years, for 60 days and 60 months and years, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Whereas, Rav Nosson Zal explains now, Ki suko hu bechinas lahokim sukas dovid hanoifolis. We know that on Sukkos, one of the special prayers that we ask for is Horachamon hu yokim lanu es sukas dovid hanoifolis. Hashem should please lift up and establish the sukkah of King David, which is fallen, which is in a fallen state. Liskois lesukas sholem, meaning we should be zeche to a complete sukkah. Now we know Sukkos Sholem is one of the nicknames of the Beis Hamikdash. That's one of the things it refers to. But Rav Nosson Zal says, V'chol zeh al yidei b'chinas Tehillim, sheyosa David. And the way we're going to bring this about is through the book of Tehillim, which David HaMelech established. Shehu b'chinas kishe'oysen mi toirois tfilois kanal. And as we learned before, what is Tehillim? Tehillim is a Jew, David HaMelech, who took the Torah and made it into tefillah. Number one, Tehillim itself is a book of Torah. It's one of the 24 books of the Torah. Number two, he took the five Chumashim, the five books of Torah, and from that he constructed, he designed five books of Tehillim to parallel it. And also, throughout Tehillim, one of the most important things he's asking Hashem for is to be zochah to fulfill the Torah, to understand the Torah and fulfill it. Shaydeze ikar hakomas hatfilo minafiloso. This is the main way that we're able to elevate and lift up the tefillah from its fallen state. Shehi b'chinas sukas David shenoflo b'avoneseinu rabim. This is the symbolism in this term, sukas David, which unfortunately, due to our sins, is in a fallen state. What's in a fallen state? The Beis Hamikdash. What is the Beis Hamikdash? It's a base tefillah. Remember we said, ki beisi beis tefillah yikorei l'chol amim. Hashem says, my house, the Beis Hamikdash, is a prayer house. That's what it's all about. I remember my father-in-law once told us from one of these Sforim HaKadoshim that the words Sukkas David, the way it's usually written, without a vav, Samach Chof Tov, as it's here, in this line of Likutei Lahavos we just read, is exactly Begematria Malchus. Sukkas David is Malchus, which is Tefillah, as we said before. Bebechinas, as the Gemara says in Brachos, on the Pasuk, Krum Zulus. There is something that is Krum. There is something that's among the most important, most exalted items in religion, in Yiddishkeit, which is tefillah. And despite the fact that it's barum, it's in the highest level, zulus. Jews are mezalzel in it. They treat it like very cheaply. They insult it. The Gemara says, Elu dvorim hoimdim barumoy shel olam. This refers to those things that are in the highest, highest spiritual realms, and people insult it. They treat it cheaply. They don't respect it properly. And the Gemara says, "They're minehu." You know what it is? Tefillah. Ki tefillos elu she'oisen mitoyrois oimdim berumoy shel olam. Because these tefillos that a Jew is zeche to make from Torah, when a person learns something and then he makes tefillah from that, these are on top of the world. These are on the highest, highest level. Rab Nosnal says, because the pleasure and enjoyment that Hashem gets from these kind of tefillos surpasses any pleasure that Hashem has ever had from the beginning of creation. As Rabbeinu Zal, these were Rabbeinu Zal's words. Rabbeinu Zal said, this gives Hashem the top satisfaction, period, when a Jew is zeche to make from Torah tefillah. This is the concept of taking the Sukkas David Hanoifoles and making it, fixing it, and raising it to the level of Sukkas Sholoim. Like we say on Friday night, Hapoyrei Sukkas Sholoim, Oleinu Valkol Yisrael. Dahainu, Lasois Sholoim, Veyichud Gomur, Bein Toiro Utfila. We're talking about making peace and making one between Torah and Tfila. Male and female, sun and the moon. Shehem b'chinas zeranpin u'malchus. They refer to in Kabbalistic terms as zeranpin and malchus. Sheshom ikar hayichud v'hasholim. That's the main yichud, and that's the main, the highest level of sholim, when we're able to bring about sholim between these two. Shezeh nase kishoisen mi toira tefila kanal. This is accomplished when we're zeche to make from toira tefila. Vishom Basuka. Okay, so now Rav Nosson Zal explain that. Now he's going to go back to the number 7 that we discussed earlier, where we said that 7 was Tefillah, Sheva Bayim Hilal Ticha, and 7 was Torah. Sheva Bayim Hilal Ticha al Mishpatei Tzidkecha. Mishpatei Tzidkecha is Torah. And also Chotz V'Amudei Hoshiva, there are 7 branches of the Torah, 7 Chumashim. Rav Nosson Zal says now, Vishom Basuka Nichnosen Kol Hashiva Royim. We know that into the sukkah, on the 7 days of sukkahs, we invite the seven shepherds, the seven top leaders of Klal Yisrael. Shehem Shoyrish Hashiftei Shvot Shoyrish Hashneimosar Shiftei Ko. They are the root, the foundation of the 12 tribes. Ki Hashneimosar Shvotim Heim Bechinas Shneimosar Gvulei Alachsoim. The 12 tribes correspond to the 12 boundaries of Klal Yisrael. We know that Klal Yisrael was sliced up, was divided up among the 12 tribes. Bechinas Shneimosar Pshutois. This corresponds to the seven simple letters which draw from the seven double letters. This is mentioned in the Sefer Yetzirah. I believe, I'm almost sure, I wanted to check on this and I didn't get the chance. Unfortunately, we say this once a year, especially on Shavuos night, when we say the Tikkun Leil Shavuos. One of the things we recite after Tikkun Leil Shavuos is the Sefer Yetzirah, which was written by Avraham Avinu. And there it mentions this. I believe what it refers to, the Sheva Kfulois, refers to the letters Beged Kafras, Beis Gimel Dalet, Chof Pei Reish Tov, which are the only letters in the Aleph Beis that can have a Dogish in them. They come in two forms, with a dot, without a dot. Beis, Veis, Hey, Fei, you know, et cetera, et cetera. These are the seven letters that come in these two forms. And then there are the remaining 12, there are a remaining 12 letters which do not have this double form, like in a sense. So there are these seven kfulois, which correspond to the seven midos of Hashem, chesed, gvurah, tveras, and it's brought that the 12 receive from them. Just like we said that in Klal Yisrael, you have the seven shepherds, they're the top leaders, and the 12 tribes receive from them. They receive, you know, light from these seven tzaddikim, from these seven shepherds. V'alkein yesh b'shmois shnimosu shiftei ko arbon v'teish oisius. And this is why, in the names of the 12 tribes, you have exactly 49 letters. Sheva pomim sheva, 7 times 7. Ki sharosham sheva. Because the source, the root of the 12 tribes is the seven leaders, the seven shepherds, b'chinas shivas royim, shem b'chinas sheva kfulais, those seven double letters. V'alkein nichlal sheva b'sheva, and this is why the seven becomes 7 times 7, the seven of Torah being combined with the seven of tefillah, to form shehem arboim v'teisha, to make 49, b'chinas arboim v'tisha yemei sfira, corresponding, for example, to the 49 days of the Omer, Shehem Keneged Arboim V'teisha Oisiyas HaShvotim, which correspond to the 49 letters in the names of the Shvotim, Shehem Bechinas Arboim V'teisha Sharei Tshuva, which correspond to the 49 levels of Tshuva, because the days of Sfira are days of Tshuva. We just came out of the mud, the filth of Mitzrayim, and we're spending 49 days cleaning ourselves up to prepare for the wedding, to prepare to put on the wedding gown for Shavuos night, when we are wedded with Hashem, Kavyachol. Ki hatikin shel arboim v'tisha yemei ha-sfira, shaydei zeh kiblu ha-toira b'yom ha-chamishim b'Shavuos, because this tikkun of the 49 days of the Omer, through which Klal Yisrael was zeichet to receive the Torah on the 50th day on Shavuos, rotzu ho-erev rav le-kalkel al yidei chet v'egel. The Erev Rav tried to mess that up by getting the Jews to cooperate with the Egel HaZohov. V'azai chozar v'nimshach zu'a masanochosh she'poska b'shas matan Torah. And the Gemara tells us that when Adam and Chava originally ate from the Eitz Hadas, the snake injected into Chava in spiritual form a filth. And the Gemara says when the Jews stood at Har Sinai, that filth finished. It was the end of it. And unfortunately, when we got involved in the Egel HaZohov, that's when we started it up again. We drew that upon ourselves again. V'ato tzrichen lachzor l'saken zois. And now we need to go back and fix it a second time. Shezehu tikkun chet Adam Harishon. This is the tikkun of the Pagam of Adam Harishon. V'atikun nishlam b'yom ha-kippurim. When do we complete this tikkun on Yom Kippur? She'oz hu gemar arboim yomim achroinim. Yom Kippur is the end of the third of the series of 40 days. 3 times 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven to try to get Hashem to forgive the Jews for the Egel HaZohov. Aval Iker HaTikun Maschil Barosh Hashanah. We know the first 40 days he was up there learning the Torah Shebal Peh. Then he came down, he saw they were worshipping the golden calf, he broke the luchas, and he went up twice afterwards, two 40-day periods, but until finally he got Hashem on Yom Kippur to say, forgiven, completely forgiven. Aval Iker HaTikun Maschil Barosh Hashanah. But the main tikkun that's completed on Yom Kippur is the last one of those 120 days, Yom Kippur really begins from Rosh Hashanah. Shehu Yom Shenivra by Adam Rishon. That's the day on which Adam Rishon was created. She'oz Maschilin B'tikun Zeh. That's when we start this tikkun. Ve'oiskin by, and we're involved in it. Ad Shmini Atzeres. It doesn't finish on Yom Kippur. We continue through Sukkos up to Shmini Atzeres. Kemavura B'kavonas Arizal, as the Arizal explains. V'alkein b'sukkos b'shiva yomim choizrim u'mamshichim hatikin shel sheva shabos estmimoi shem arboim v'tishim ha'sfira. Now you'll understand, Rav Nosson says, that we have the same procedure done twice a year. We have the 49 days of the Omer leading up to Shavuos, and we have the 7 days of Sukkos with the seven shepherds leading up to another Shavuos called Shmini Atzeres. We know that Shavuos is called Atzeres in the Chumash, and Shmini Atzeres, the eighth day of Sukkos, is also called Atzeres. Exactly. V'achakach zoichen l'Shmini Atzeres. V'alkei nikra b'shem echodim Shavuos. Now you'll understand why this holiday, the eighth day of Sukkos, has the same name as Shavuos. The eighth day of Sukkos is called Shmini Atzeres, and Shavuos is called Atzeres in the Torah. Atzeres Tielochem. V'gam oz mesayimim ha-Torah. And we know that on Shavuos night, we read the whole Torah. We got the Torah from Hashem, and we read the whole Torah in Tikkun Leil Shavuos. And on Shmini Atzeres, we complete the Torah. Simchas Torah, we read the final parsha of the Torah. Ki oz nigmar ha-Tikkun she'eschalnu b'Shavuos. Because this tikkun that we began on Shavuos is first completed on Shmini Atzeres, many months later. V'toiv achris dava mireishisoi. And we know there's a pasuk that says that the end is always better than the beginning. In other words, to get to the finish line. We started on Shavuos, but we're still involved in making this tikkun throughout the entire spring and summer, leading up to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and the grand finale, you know, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. Ki atikin shel Shavuos rotzu lekalkel machmas shelekibalnu rak haTorah. Why did the Erev Rav want to destroy what happened on Shavuos? On Shavuos we received the Torah from Hashem. You would think, that's it. Now we're all perfect tzaddikim. We see the day after Shavuos, World War V. There's Erev Rav, there's Egel Azov, they're dancing and they're singing and they're playing with idols. You know why it happened? Because on Shavuos we had only gotten the Torah. V'loy nizgal adayin hatikin shel shloishes rimidei shel rachmim shemim shuchem shloishes rimidei shel haTorah shebuchinas lasis maturas tfilos. What we had not yet gotten yet was the secret of the 13 attributes of kindness, which Hashem first revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu after the Egel HaZohav, which draw from the 13 formulas of the Torah, the 13 formulas that we darsh in the Torah. Aval ato me Rosh Hashanah v'aseres yimei tshuva v'yom kippur. Whereas now, which means we had not yet gotten this derech of knowing how to make Torah into tefillah. Shavuos, we received the Torah. And some Jews thought that, okay, now we're it. Now we're it. They got whacked over the head by the Yetzer Hara, and they 2 minutes later they're involved in idol worship and every terrible thing in the world. And it was only after Moshe Rabbeinu pleaded with Hashem that Hashem revealed to him the 13 attributes of kindness, which connect with the 13 formulas of the Torah. And when that was put into place, when they were zeichet to make Torah into tefillah, of which the shleimus of that is when you get to Aseres Yemei Tshuva on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkos and all of that. When you get to that, Aval Ato, Me Rosh Hashanah V'Aseres Yemei Tshuva Yom Kippur, Ad Ato, Kol Iskenu L'Aseres Mitoras Tfilos. Whereas nowadays, from Rosh Hashanah through Aseres Yemei Tshuva Yom Kippur until Sukkos, what we're involved in most is making Torah into Tfilah, Shezeh Iker HaTikun Hanal. And this is the main tikkun. This is shlemus. When you have Torah alone, chas shalom, you can get slaughtered. When a person is zochet to have Torah and tefillah and to unite them properly, that's ikur hatikun.